Thank you for being with us on this snowy morning. And I know your plans may have changed. Something may have been canceled this morning, or maybe the visit you had planned is just something you're not comfortable doing given the condition of the roads here in Pennsylvania and Ohio. We're glad to be able to keep you company if you're stuck somewhere. You've gotten through worse, right? Hang in there. And thanks for being with us. In about a half an hour, we're going to talk with students about their winning entries in the latest Fairchild Challenge at Phipps. This challenge is called Art, Plants and Their Pollinators. And next hour, we will be welcoming singer-songwriter Eve Goodman. But right now, it's our pleasure to have a quartet with us. They're comprised of students from Winchester Thurston, Pittsburgh Kappa, North Allegheny as well. And we'll get to meet all of them, two students from North Allegheny. They're all involved in one way or another with the Three Rivers Young People's Orchestra. Please join me as we welcome the Amadeus Quartet. Thank you. the Amadeus Quartet at the Saturday Light Brigade. And why don't we start with the two young women who make up the quartet? If you'd just come up to this microphone, you can move the stand over maybe. Sorry for the little bit of awkwardness there, but we want to be sure we're able to hear from you. And I'll let you introduce yourself. And if you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening or thank anybody, perfect time to do so. Come a little bit closer. That's good.
Hi, my name is Maggie Caballero. I'm in 10th grade at Winchester Thurston School. And I'd like to say hello to my parents who might be listening. I don't know.
Well, let's hope. if they're not listening now, they might be listening on demand a little bit later. And you're playing violin.
Yeah.
And do you play in other groups as well?
I play in the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra, as well as this. And then I play in a chamber orchestra, Pittsburgh Music Academy Chamber Orchestra. So I play in a couple other groups.
Great. What else do you like to do?
I like to play tennis a lot. I actually took up fencing a couple years ago because my school has you play two sports or take gym class. So I was like, I'm going to try something new. So I fence, and I like, well, not really as a hobby, but I really like math and science and stuff like
that. It's great. Have you ever fenced with your violin bow?
It would probably break, but yeah.
It seems like it would be similar. You mentioned math and science. Have you thought of a career in math or involving STEM fields like math or science?
Yeah, actually I have. I've been applying to summer programs, like just to see if like it's going to be math and science or music for me. So I'm trying to decide at this point because junior year is coming up and I got to kind of apply to colleges and kind of.
Now, I don't want to change your family's plans, but it's engineering day at Carnegie Science Center today, and there's a lot of cool exhibits and a lot of engineers on hand to talk about engineering. And since you've already ventured to the north side, you're not too far away from that. So, and it's today only, so that might be one thing. Well, it's nice to meet you. And that was Maggie Caballero. And let's meet Anna Gorski, who also is a violinist. She goes to Pittsburgh Kappa. And I think you're in ninth grade now. Any acknowledgments or anybody you'd like to say hello to?
I'll say hi to my parents and my sister. She's probably not listening, but that's okay.
What's her name?
Julia.
Anything you want to say about her since she isn't listening?
No.
Are you playing in any other groups as well?
I play in Three Rivers Young People's Orchestra.
And you all are heading to New York City this coming summer, right?
Yeah.
Will you be part of that?
Yeah.
What's that all about?
Well, we're going to play in Carnegie Hall and Central Park, I think.
Yeah, we're going to play in Carnegie Hall and Central Park. That's pretty exciting, Anna. That's fantastic. Have you been to New York City before?
No.
That's going to be a great experience. What else do you like to do besides playing music?
Well, music is basically my thing, but I like to take pictures and stuff like photography.
Great. Are you happy at CAP?
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, I'll bet. It's great to be in an environment like that, I think. It's good to have you here with us. If you'd like to call or text us with any comments, 412-200-5975, 412-200-5975. We'll talk with the guys that are part of the quartet after what we play next, but I did mean to ask what we heard to begin with. Could you let us know maybe, Maggie, what you opened with?
It was the first movement of Mozart's String Quartet number 13 in C major.
And what are you about to play?
We are about to play the first movement from Mendelssohn's first string quartet in E minor.
Once again, we're proud to have from Three Rivers Young People's Orchestras, the Amadeus Quartet.
Mm-hmm.
the Amadeus Quartet at the Saturday Light Brigade with a selection by Mendelssohn. Let's meet the cellist, Christopher Fedor, and we'll say hello to him. That's good. How are you?
All right.
And you are, along with the viola player we're about to meet, you go to North Allegheny Intermediate, ninth grade?
Intermediate, yeah, that's right.
And anybody you'd like to acknowledge or say hello to?
I'd like to say hello and thank you to my parents, even though they're like in the next room over, but I'd also
listening.
Like to say hello to anyone listening from North Allegheny.
How long have you played cello?
It's actually kind of funny. I've only been playing for 4 years, but I started in music when I was in, well, actually when I was about 4 years old, and I played piano all the way until sixth grade, and I switched over to cello.
And what got you interested in doing that?
Probably the NA trip to Disney World.
Really?
In high school. So
interesting.
It was like completely blind. I didn't even really like cello then. I just wanted to go to Disney World.
And did you see a cello player in Disney World, or what about that trip got you thinking cello?
I just wanted to go. I don't know.
Oh, so to go on the trip, you needed to be playing cello.
You had to be in orchestra.
Okay, okay. Now it's coming together. I thought you meant you went to Disney World and saw a cello player and were inspired. You needed to be in the orchestra to go on the trip.
Yeah.
So you barged your way in by playing cello, and now I'm stuck with it.
Well, about a year later, I went to one of the youth symphony concerts, and it really inspired me to really like cello, and I really was stuck with it since then. I really loved it.
Yeah, that's I'm just teasing.
I know.
That's Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra's also has a concert schedule. I think the next one is in April. Spring Con. Oh, there's one next week?
Yeah.
We're
playing a concert. The Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra is just playing a concert next week.
Okay. Do you know the details? Come on up to a microphone.
28th.
How did I miss that on your website?
Well, it's Three Rivers.
Okay. when is it?
Oh, are we talking about Three Rivers? Because you said Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra.
Oh, I meant to say Three Rivers. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But who's in Pittsburgh Youth Symphony?
Me.
You are. You can mention when that concert is.
Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra is having a concert. It's February 28th, which I believe is Saturday of next week.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I apologize. It happens all the time between the two orchestras. Three Rivers. Young People's Orchestra has a concert in April in the spring. That's the next concert. And I know that because I am on the website, trypo.org. What else do you like to do for fun?
I've played baseball my whole life, so I really like that, since I was 5 years old or whatever. But, yeah, I've always liked that. But I really like academics, too. I like science and math.
Excellent. Well, let's meet the viola player of the group, and then there's one more set of selections that we're going to hear from the Amadeus Quartet. And now it's time for us to meet Yosan. Is it Wong?
Wong, yeah.
And tell me about yourself.
So I've been playing viola for 6 years since I was in third grade, and I also play piano. I started in first grade, and I also do taekwondo, and I'm a third-degree black belt in taekwondo.
Excellent.
And I've also started that since I was first grade. So.
Anybody you'd like to say hello to or acknowledge?
I don't know, like my dad and my brother, I can see through the glass.
Great. Well, I do hope you'll check out Three Rivers Young People's Orchestras. The website has information about auditions, about concert schedules, about their big trip to New York City coming up to participate in an event alongside of other talented musicians. Can you tell me what you're going to be finishing up with? You have
we're playing the third movement of the same Mozart quartet we played earlier, and we are also playing Waltz from Faust by Gounod.
Excellent. Thank you, all four of you, for being here today. And again, their website is trypo.org. And this is clearly not the Three Rivers Young People's orchestra in and of itself, any of the orchestras. This is a quartet of people that are involved with the orchestra, the Amadeus Quartet. Amadeus Quartet, thank you for being here with us, especially on a cold, wintry morning here in Pittsburgh.